Agricultural retailers are optimistic with a new Congress coming in next year that some issues important to them may be addressed. Richard Gupton is Senior Vice President for Public Policy with the Agricultural Retailers Association.
We plan to meet with the new members of Congress, all the Senate and House members, during our winter board meeting coming up in early February. We try to get in front of Congress in the very beginning of each year and kind of emphasize our priorities, explain who our industry is, and try to make sure that they're aware of the importance our sector provides to the agricultural industry and some key policy issues that they're going to be trying to address or hopefully address on behalf of our organization and industry early in the next Congress. And we think there's opportunities next year in 2015 to get some stuff done. As you get into the 2016 election year, from the presidential election year, it'll make it more challenging to get that done. So we think there's a very narrow time frame.
Gupton says transportation and pesticide permits top the list of concerns for ag retailers right now.
Senator Thune is going to be the new chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee. He has legislation to reform the Surface Transportation Board and make it more basically accountable and have a forum that shippers can take their case to. So that's a priority. The surface transportation programs have to be reauthorized, so making sure your movement by trucks and other capacities for product, you have an infrastructure in place. Other priorities will be the pesticide permit fix. We tried to get it done last Congress. We think the opportunity now with the change in the Senate will allow that to take place. It's got bipartisan, bicameral support.
And like everyone else in agriculture, the ag retailers are also concerned about EPA's proposed Waters of the United States rule. But Gupton is optimistic changes will be made.
We're hopeful again with the new Congress, there's legislation to kind of basically have EPA come back to the drawing board on the Waters of the U.S. proposal. State regulators have weighed in opposition to it. There's confusion about what they propose, and they keep changing. They keep changing what their proposal is or their interpretation is, that as you're supposed to be commenting on the rule. So we think there can be additional pressures from not only the state agencies, from industries, to bring EPA to the table to kind of start from scratch.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.